Open your Bibles, please, to the book of James, the first chapter. James chapter 1, page 1306 in your Scofield Bible. We'll be reading the first six verses responsively, verses 1 through 6 of the first chapter of James, page 1306. And let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And the second verse is the text verse. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for freedom, for America. Of course, we're thankful, and often our thoughts dwell upon the precious fact of our freedom. But thank you for the precious gift of salvation. What would we do without thee? Thank you for this day and for our church and for our preacher, and bless in the special way that you have intended now this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. I want to speak this morning on the subject, count it all joy. It is now 18 minutes until 12, as I always tell you on Lord's Supper Day. I will be finished preaching not 1 minute later than 10 past 12. You need not look at your watch. You need not wonder. I've made that promise 1,000 times since I've been here, and I've kept it 3 times. And no, I've kept it every time. I'll guarantee you, by 10 minutes past 12, I'll be finished. You're looking at your watch, shaking it, taking out your calendar will do no good whatsoever. I promise you also that this service will end. You'll be on your way before 12:30. I always make that promise. So I promise you that by 12:10, I will close my message. And by 12:30, you'll be on your way, which is about the usual time. I may even give you a few minutes back. I don't know. But I know that I will not finish preaching after 12:10. You will not walk out of this building before or after 12:30. I promise you that. James said, brethren, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. The word temptation in the Bible is a bigger word than our word temptation. It includes temptation and also testings. Here's what it could say. Count it all joy when you fall into divers troubles, burdens, heartaches, sorrows, problems, bereavements, testings, temptation. Count it all joy. Our Heavenly Father, bless our message today to our hearts. You know how hard I want this message to get across. And you know how much I want my people to get the truth this morning. Please, may they listen. And please, may I have your help. In Jesus' name, amen. Set up straight. Look right this way. Follow me very carefully as I speak to you on the subject, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Now, follow me carefully. We get joy and happiness mixed up. Joy and happiness are not the same thing. I'm going to make several comparisons to joy and happiness, and listen as carefully as I give them to you. One is, happiness is up to circumstances. That's what it comes from, the word happen. Happiness is up to circumstances. Joy is up to you. I'm saying that you cannot make yourself happy, but you can make yourself joyous. Number two, happiness is beyond your control. Joy is an act of the will. Please do not take notes. Please look right at me while I'm preaching. Happiness is beyond your control. Joy is an act of the will. Statement number four, or three. Happiness is determined by others. Joy is determined by you, and you may decide to have joy. We sing, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. And that's right. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. And that's right. But my joy need not depend on you. I can decide to have joy. I cannot decide to have happiness. Statement number four, and I've said this almost already, you have no control over happiness. You have total control over joy. Statement number five, you may have joy and happiness, but you may have joy without happiness. The apostle said, count it all joy. Now follow me very, very carefully. When you fall into divers testings, trials, burdens, heartaches, temptations. Now fall means you have no control over it. You have no control over somebody saying something that will make you sad. You have no control over somebody saying something or doing something that will hurt you. But the Bible said, count it all joy when this happens. Now that word count is the key word. The word count is a word that's a mathematical word. It's the same word we get our word accounting from. What does it say? It's saying you can, when you have troubles and heartaches, count it all joy. Now, that doesn't mean that you're happy. It doesn't mean that you exude smile always. But it says, count it all joy. What is it saying? It's saying, mark it down as joy. What's it saying? Something bad happens to you, mark it down as joy. You have a burden, mark it down as joy. Death in the family, mark it down as joy. Somebody tries to destroy your ministry, mark it down as joy. Now, here's what it's saying. It's saying, I believe I have joy. Now hold it. This is in divers testings, heartaches, burdens, sorrows, problems, sadness. I am supposed to believe I have joy. I look at this burden, and I cannot see happiness. But I say, I bet it's in there somewhere. Somewhere inside this heartache, there's happiness. And the realization of that truth is joy. Joy is that attitude that you have that assures you that there's something good inside the bad that happens to you. So, when something bad happens to me, I am to count it all joy. Actually, this verse is talking about an act of faith. Joy is an act of faith. You say, I can only see darkness, but light is in there somewhere. I can only see sadness, but happiness is in there somewhere. So when you cannot see a joy or a happiness or laughter or delight or merriment, you just say, I'm going to count it as joy. Because I know that joy is in there somewhere. Now listen to me, folks. Don't feel sorry for me when I say this. But I'll guarantee you there are very few things that can happen to a preacher that haven't happened to me in the last 5 years. Very few things. I was out in Cheyenne, Wyoming the other day, and a preacher got up and read the scripture. He turned to the book of Job. He said, there was a righteous man in the book in that land of Uz whose name was Jack. He read that whole passage with my name in the place of Job. Now, I mean this. There are very few things that can happen to a preacher that we count negative things that can happen to a preacher that haven't happened to me in the last 5 years. There, hear me now, there has not been one single moment in the last 5 years of what I didn't have joy. Because when I cried, I knew there was good in the bad. I knew there was sunshine in the clouds. Look at those things in your life. Those things that cause you to hurt. I'm not saying I haven't hurt in the last 5 years. I'm not saying I haven't wept in the last 5 years. And most of that 5 years, I wept alone. You didn't know about it. I'm not saying I haven't thought about quitting in the last 5 years. But I want to say this. Everything that God does to me is for my good. God's good. God's good. God is good. And I look at what He does, and I say to God, that's good. Count it joy. Your heart's breaking. Count it joy. Think you can't get up in the morning? Count it joy. Can't sleep at night? Count it joy. That's what he didn't say be happy. He didn't say ha ha when he said go to a funeral and laugh. He's not saying be broke and shout. He's saying if you love God, whatever God allows to happen to you, whether it looks good or bad, count it all joy. All of it joy. Count it all joy. Bob, get that scripture. This man right here needs our love and prayers. He's done as much for our young people here as anybody around here. Our children love him like a dad. He's principal for years of our grade school. He was in charge of the activity when an undercurrent out here on Lake Michigan, we didn't know about it, killed an athlete, 6-foot-5-inch athlete, this last week, and also got one of our 8-year-old boys, and Bob was chaperoning the activity. Count it all joy, Bob. You say, I can't see it. Count it as joy. Mrs. Simpson, Mr. Simpson, who sat here yesterday morning, 10 o'clock, looked at that precious child in his little baseball uniform, this glove beside his head. I can't see any happiness there. I can't see any good there. But count it joy. Well, Brother Hiles, what joy? Count it joy. Count it all joy. When burdens come, heartaches come, troubles come, trials come, count it all joy. It's just like salvation. You come to God. You put your trust in Christ. Accept Him as your Savior. And by faith, you know you're saved. Now, are you happy? Well, you don't have to be. You may shout. You may cry. You may tingle. You may just stand there. You're not saved because you tingle. You're saved because you trust. You're not saved because you shout. You're saved because you trust. And all of a sudden, one of these days, it dawns on you what happened to you the day you trusted Christ. And all of a sudden, you realize that moment that you said yes to Christ, God forgave every sin, wrote your name in heaven, made you His child, justified you. And all of a sudden, you say, glory to God, hallelujah, and you have a spell. But you were just as saved before you had the spell. And you were just as saved before you realized it. A shadow comes into your life. You look at that shadow and you say, I don't see anything good in there. but somewhere in there, there's good. And I'm going to count it joy. And then one of these days, you'll see, and that's what brings the happiness. I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather have joy than happiness. I'd rather cry with joy than shout with happiness. Because joy says happiness is in there somewhere. You see, happiness will come as a result of joy. Joy is, I cannot see the good in it, but He can see the good in it. Joy says, I'm crying, but I have joy. I'm really sad, but I have joy. My heart is breaking, but I have joy. I cannot say that I enjoy a bunch of dirty, filthy lies by one man that the press has taken up and spread across the country. I cannot say that I delight in that. But bless your heart, I have joy. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. You say, well, how can you have the joy, joy when you're crying? Because somewhere inside all of this, there is good. I cannot see it today, but somewhere it's there. And your burden, and your heartache, and your sorrow, and your load you carry, and your midnight, and your clouds, you look at them today and say, I don't know how I'm going to face tomorrow. I don't mind you doing that. But I want you to look at it square in the eye and say, look, old problem, I count you as joy. I can't see happiness in you, but it's in there somewhere. Look, old death, I count you as joy. Look, illness, I count you as joy. Look, heartache, I count you as joy. Look, enemy, I count you as joy. You may look mean, but I count you, Paul said. By the way, it was James who said this. James said, count it all joy. Everything that happens to you, if it brings happiness, count it joy. If it brings sadness, count it joy. Put you on a mountaintop, count it joy. Put you in the valley, count it joy. Dr. Evans just got back from Mayo Clinic. Tell me a while ago, his cholesterol is 2,614, give or take a little bit. And Dr. Evans has an illness. It'll never kill him. It'll kill Ms. Evans, he behaves with it, but it'll never kill him. But it's hard for him. There are times he just loses his strength, his energy. And he just almost cannot move a muscle. Well, it's not a very hard thing for him because he has no muscles to move. But Doc, count it joy. Somewhere in that disease, there's joy. These men on the platform just go across the front. Everybody has a heartache. You have a heartache. You have a burden. Paul said when it comes, you may not laugh, you may cry. You may not can take it. You may wonder, can I live another day? Paul said, count it joy. Count it joy. Didn't say it's joy. Count it joy. Why? Because somewhere inside that problem, that burden, that sorrow, that heartache, there's joy. I look at a couple, and I, like you, almost died yesterday. When I saw that dear couple sitting there with that 8-year-old boy who just a few hours before was running and playing, I saw that little boy in his baseball uniform, his glove beside his head. And I looked at that couple. Well, I want to say to you, my people this morning, all of you have heartaches. I want to say to you, every single thing that happens to you, God said, if you can't find anything to rejoice about, if you can't find anything to shout about, if you can't find anything to laugh about, count it all joy. It's like a mathematics. It's like justification. God imputes to us His righteousness by our faith. And when you come to Christ and you look at your sadness and your sorrow, your heartache in life,
God said, count it. Count it joy.
But I don't see any joy. Count it joy. Now I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Verse number 4. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 4. Always, in every prayer of mine, for you all, making request with what? Look at verse number 18. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therefore do rejoice. Now look at me. What that word rejoice means? It means joy again. That's what it is. Joy again. What does it mean? It means if that couple that laid that baby, that child to rest yesterday, they look today and say, I can't see it, but I count it joy. If tomorrow again they can't see it, they count it joy again. If the next day they can't see it, they count it joy again. That's what rejoice means. It means joy all over again. It means when trials and heartaches and burdens come into your life, count it joy. But you say, Brother Howells, it's been 5 years and I still don't understand it. And I still am brokenhearted. Keep counting it joy. That's what rejoice means. It means joy again. And joy again. And the Bible said rejoice always. What does it mean? It means count your burdens, joy. And count them again, 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 joy. Why? Because somewhere in every problem you have is joy. You know where Paul was when he wrote this? The Mamertine prison. Down underneath the ground, that little storm cellar-like prison. He was down in the bottom of that dungeon, in that little prison, little round thing, I'm guessing maybe 15 to 20 feet in diameter, I don't remember, but I've been there, down in the seepage in the dungeon of that prison, and Paul said, count it all joy. Listen to me, Paul was saying, somewhere in this jail, there's joy. You know what that joy was? I'm reading this morning from the book he wrote while he was there. Bob, you'll have a richer life today than you've ever had in your life. Something's going to happen to you that'll make your ministry richer. Something's going to happen to your life that'll make you have a ministry you could never have before. Why? Paul said somewhere in this jail, somewhere in this prison, there's joy. And he said, I'm going to joy again. Woke up the next morning, looked around and saw the seepage and felt the dampness. Paul said, I'm going to joy again. That's rejoy. Rejoy. Rejoice. Rejoice. Do it again and 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 again. Rejoice. For 5 years, next month, I've gotten up every morning of my life and I've gone to look in the mirror. And I've said, dear God, somewhere there's good. Somewhere there's good. And I count it joy. All of it joy. I count the laughter joy, but I count the tears joy. I count the victories joy, but I count the defeats joy. I count my friends joy, but I count my enemies joy. I count it. I'm not happy about it, but I count it as joy. What I'm saying is, someday I'm going to be happy about this because my God's in charge. And I love Him with all my heart, and He knows I love Him with all my heart. And if He told me today to go to the jungles of Africa and spend the rest of my life in the jungles of Africa, I'd go, and God knows I would. And I love Him like I've never loved Him. I love this book like I've never loved this book. I want to serve him like I've never wanted to serve him. And he tells me everything that happens to me, I'm to count it all joy. Somewhere in your midnight, there's a light you can't see. Somewhere in your cloud, there's a rainbow you can't see. But it's in there. Paul said, if you don't have it, count it! Count it! It's in there somewhere. Count it all joy. And rejoice again. That's what it means over in 2 Corinthians 6:10, where it says, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Illustration, you're crushed this morning. What are you supposed to do? First, weep and hurt. Nothing wrong with that. Second, mark it down as joy. Third, believe that it's in there. Fourth, believe God sees it if you can't see it. Fifth, believe you will see it. And sixth, keep on doing it, rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing. Now, rejoicing is not shouting. Rejoicing is not even praising. Rejoicing is crying and saying, I hurt. And I'm dying. But somewhere in there, there's good. You have your hurts. I have mine. But if you love God today and if you're in the will of God for your life, there's not a hurt you have of what somewhere there's not joy. And one of these days, God's going to open up that hurt and you're going to find joy all inside there. Now, if it doesn't happen today, joy about it. Doesn't happen tomorrow, rejoice. Doesn't happen the next day, rejoice and rejoice and joy again and joy again and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice. Until one day, God opens it up. My mama used to say to me, son, you do thus and so. And I'd say, Mama, I don't understand it. And she said, you don't have to understand it, son. You just do what I say. She said, son, it's for your best. Now that she's gone and I'm 62, I know it was for my best. I have a wonderful Heavenly Father. He loves me with all of His heart. I love Him with all of my heart. He wouldn't let anything come to me without there being joy in it. And so when He brings me tears, count it as joy. When He brings me loneliness, I count it as joy. When someone I thought was my friend disproves not to be my friend, I count it as joy. I weep as I count it as joy. I hurt as I count it as joy. I ache as I count it as joy. But I look at it and say, somewhere down in there, there's joy. Is your baby ill this morning? Count it joy. We have a little granddaughter in the hospital. Been in the hospital for days and days and days. It doesn't seem like they can find out the total problem with her. Linda and Johnny, count it as joy. Count it as joy. When you fall into divers testings, count it as joy. You have cancer this morning? Count it as joy. Have you lost your job? Count it as joy. Have you been attacked? Count it as joy. Has your son drowned? Count it as joy. But you say, preacher, I can't sleep. I wake up in the night, I try to go to sleep, and I can't go back to sleep. I wake up in the morning and wish it weren't true and wish it were all a dream. How can I take it? Count it as joy. But I can't see it! He can. He can. I don't know all the burdens here. I don't meet up yesterday morning as you're walking by looking at that little body. I watched you as you walked by. And I counted your burdens. I watched you walk by. 16 consecutive people that walked by that casket yesterday morning. I knew their burden and I knew their heartache. Counted all joy. Count it all joy. When you can't laugh, count it joy. And all you can do is cry, count it joy. You can't see your hand in front of your face, count it joy. Have a terminal illness, count it joy. Your husband has cancer, count it joy. Paul said somewhere in every burden, there's some good for you. If you can't see it, reckon it's there. Count it all joy. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ, you can't count it joy till you trust Him. He's a wonderful Savior. He wants to save you so everything that happens to you can be for your good. And you can count it all joy when you fall in the divers temptations. Would you bow your heads, please?